Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Walking on a dock in Southeast Alaska, I see tens of thousands of tiny fish, maybe millions. Vast schools of inch-long fish fill the boat harbor, cruising between the fingers of the floats and under the docks. A kingfisher dives off a power pole and plunges into the water, emerging with a fish. Silvery foot-long Dolly-Varden char dart into the schools to feed, and the tiny fish scatter. It's springtime, and these are pink salmon fry. Last summer, 2-year-old adult pink salmon spawned in neighboring creeks. Pinks don't usually spawn very far upstream, and many spawn in the intertidal zone or at the mouths of streams near the beach. These young salmon hatched out in late winter. Unlike some young salmon, which spend a year or more in freshwater before they head to the ocean, pink salmon fry migrate downstream into saltwater in early spring, shortly after they hatch. The emergence and outmigration of fry is heaviest at night and usually lasts for several weeks before all the fry have emerged.
Once they arrive in saltwater, the juvenile pink salmon move along the beaches in dense schools near the surface, feeding on plankton, larval fishes, and occasional insects. Predation is heavy on these very small, newly emerged fry, but they grow fast. By fall, the juvenile pinks will be 4 to 6 inches long and will head out to the ocean feeding grounds in the Gulf of Alaska and around the Aleutian Islands. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hawker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.